Reform Jews have long been ambivalent about tefillin. Classical Reform tended to reject the use of phylacteries, affixing biblical verses to one's body, dismissing the ritual objects as unnecessary ornaments or condemning them as primitive amulets. More recently, some Reform Jews have made tefillin part of their religious apparatus. Whether or not the tefillin feature in your practice, one aspect of their construction deserves our attention. They comprise two boxes, one fixed onto the forehead, and the other wrapped usually on the left arm, so that it nestles close to the heart. Both boxes contain biblical verses, but there is an important difference. While the box of the arm has all the verses in one compartment, the one affixed to the head is divided into four compartments. Our heads are full of different ideas, perspectives, opinions, and convictions. When it comes to the work of our hands, we have to settle on a course of action and act. I have been thinking about tefillin in relation to the debate on approaches to Israel and Zionism in contemporary Reform Judaism. At any given time, my head is filled with challenging and apparently contradictory insights and conclusions. In parallel, there is something specific to be done, life to be lived, commitments to be furthered. In my case, I grabbed onto life in Israel in the course of my 20s, and 4 decades later I am still lending a hand to the version of Israeli society in which I believe. Just about everyone agrees that Zionism is in crisis. Those who think that it has become a watchword for supremacist nationalism certainly think so, but so do many who see themselves as Zionists. It is a cluster crisis, relating to our conceptions of security, our measures of decency, our sense of solidarity, our vision of morality. For decades, Hebrew Union College has placed a single compartment on the arms of its clergy students. If you want to be ordained by us, you will come to Israel. David Ellenson expressed this back in 2003, asserting that all persons whom the College Institute educates for roles of leadership in the contemporary Jewish community must have an extended first-hand acquaintance with the reality of Jewish national rebirth as evidenced in the state today. We have worked hard to maintain this standard, and I hope we keep it in the future. That is the box you strap onto the arm, and hopefully it gets close to the heart. When it comes to the range of thoughts going on within the head, however, I am in favor of multiple views and multiple compartments. Experience teaches that some of our North American students are deeply stirred by the drama of Jewish sovereignty, while others are reinforced in their diasporist orientation. Some identify profoundly with the struggle of Israelis to survive and thrive in the face of profound challenges, while others are most compelled by the plight of the Palestinian people. Some adopt mainstream Israeli political views, be they more conservative or more progressive, and a few swim against the stream. Quite a few of our students have all this contradictory stuff going on within them at the same time. I don't just tolerate this diversity. I celebrate it. It's not only that resorting to loyalty oaths and purges usually weakens institutions, but also that, given the crisis we are in, we need all the creativity and all the multiple perspectives we can muster. In the work of education and formation, it is tempting to ask, what does our ideal graduate look like? I have grown resistant to that question, and prefer, what would an ideal cohort of graduates, a generation of them, look like? In my ideal, such a group would include IPACers and J-Streeters, protesters and conscripts, radicals and moderates. If we Jews are to find a way forward in these critical times, we will need all of these opinions. But surely, you may object, some opinions are so objectionable that it is wrong to tolerate them? Some are, but based on my experience of our students, just about all of them fall well within the range of debate I want them to be holding. The debate that is raging within my own mental compartments every day. Hebrew Union College is not immune to criticism. We should constantly review our courses and our learning outcomes, as should any serious institution of learning. Let's not imagine, however, that the crisis we are all living through has a technical fix or a curricular solution. We need leadership of the heart, the head, and the hand. We need to educate a generation equal to a very difficult task. They have to navigate through controversy and anguish, and inspire the creation of new paradigms of possibility, new route maps of redemption. If our students are in two minds about the great moral and political questions faced by the Jewish people, this may well be because they are paying attention. According to our tradition, we should all be in at least four minds. If the result of this embrace of diversity is paralysis or platitude, we may not be equal to the task ahead. If, however, it yields a range of heartfelt approaches, even when some of them make you enrage, we should be both grateful and uncomfortable. Let's give our students the space they need to process the complexities of contemporary Jewish life. They are bound to think and do things some of us don't like, not because they are doing it wrong. They are bound to do this, as they bind themselves to the task of Jewish leadership in times of crisis. Marmer serves as the professor of Jewish theology at Hebrew Union College in Jerusalem.